Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Mota. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood takes first base on ball four. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Flood steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a line drive into right field. Tolan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tolan. Mota moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Friend moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Friend scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Stargell moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Ali is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clendenin. McCarver moves to third. Javier moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver scores. There goes Javier trying to get to home. Stargell throws the ball into Pagliarani, who tags Javier, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Tolan moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Pirates, 1. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mota strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clendenon strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenon. McCarver moves to second. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Julian Javier. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Bob Friend. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Manny Mota. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Andre Rogers now playing third base. Willie Stargell now playing right field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Stargell moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski bunts towards the mound. Gibson juggles the ball. That's an error on Gibson. Stargell scores. Clendenin moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Don Dennis now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dennis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.